Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskat and Christian Center Shreveport, our Supernatural Friday podcast, our favorite stories to tell. We find testimonies, and we share one today about how the enemy came to this precious saint and released the spirit of fear to tell her she was going to die. Let's see how she responded, and let's learn from it. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu. Shabbat Shalom. It's Friday. It's our Supernatural Friday podcast. Welcome. It's Friday, the 13th day of October. You know, we don't believe in, you know, the 13th on the Friday's a bad day. We believe everything's a good day. This is the day the Lord's made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. That's what we're going to do today. And we try to find supernatural stories, and with all that's going on in Israel right now, I think this story is very appropriate. The spirit of fear, and we're going to talk about it because Chuck Pierce gave a word that 5784 was going to be the year to deal with the spirit of fear. And the reason is because of the events in the world. I think we all struggle with it. Look at the war. We're worried about, are we heading to World War III? What's going on? You know, how are you going to survive? And the fears of the natural will come upon you. And God wants this thing dealt with. And this sister had an encounter with the Lord that helped her deal with this after this spirit tried to put a spirit of death on her through a dream, an encounter. And we're going to learn from as we listen to her story. And we're going to pray for you that it be broken off of your life and that the Lord would set everybody that's listening today, set them free. Jesus said many times, fear not, my little ones. Do not be afraid is a very common phrase in Scripture. Tells Joshua, tells Gideon, on and on. There's so many people that he starts the phrases, do not fear. Fear not, for the Lord is with you. Be encouraged. Let's listen to this testimony, and we'll pray for all of us on the backside. All right, let's listen to this.
Hi, I'm Margaret Green. And listen, I want to tell you about the time I was visited by the spirit of fear. It manifested in physical form. It visited me in a dream. And this is what it said. It looked me right in the eyes and he said, you're going to die soon. And immediately I snapped back and I said, did God tell you that? And that spirit said to me, I mean, it was ugly and it was crippled and it was decrepit. And I mean, it was disfigured. And it looked at me and it set a challenge. Ooh, I love a challenge. And immediately it disappeared. Now, at this point in my life, I was preaching, ministering, had a good marriage. Everything was going great. And I couldn't understand for the life of me why I was visited by this spirit of fear and why it had challenged me in such a way that it did concerning my life. Shortly thereafter, I mean, very shortly thereafter, I went to the doctor. It was time for me to get a physical, and I was feeling fine. I mean, maybe just a few pains here and there, but you know, everything was good. And so I go in for this physical, and I got the results that I never thought I would ever receive in my life. And the results were this. They came back after doing a scan and said that you have a, what we called a dissection, an aortic dissection. That's where the main artery in your body has a tear in it. Well, most people that go to the hospital, they're already deceased. They're not even alive once when doctors discover the cause of death. And so in my mind, I was like, wait a minute, God, what is going on? I remembered immediately that spirit of death, I'm sorry, the spirit of fear that came and visited me and what he had said. But I also remembered what God had said and God's plan and purpose for my life. And so after that, even going back, they said, not only do you have this dissection, but you have multiple blood clots in both your lungs and one next to your heart. Immediately, again, thinking about what that spirit had said to me, it was almost believable. But I had to remember what God has said and the things he had given concerning my life. I remember at the age of 19, I was taken up to heaven and visited by three angels. And these three angels each had instructions for my life. One angel was writing concerning the prophetic ministry. The second angel wrote concerning the healing ministry. And the third angel was writing concerning the deliverance ministry. At that time, I wanted to speak, but the angel said it was not time for me to speak, meaning at 19, it wasn't time for the ministry that God had released concerning my life to go forward. So I came out of the vision, but remembering that and understanding this great ministry that God had in store for me, it came with something. It was going to come with a price. And that price was standing on the Word of God and believing God for supernatural healing in order to get to the place that God had already predestined for me. Not only that, this taught me that your diagnosis is not always your destiny. Yes, the spirit of fear manifested and it visited me. And he tried to beat God to the punch. But what he didn't understand was God had already visited me at 19 years old and already put a plan and purpose in place for my life and how he saw fit in his will. And so at that time, I had to decree and declare the word of God. And of course, I did get down. I did get a little depressed and I did become fearful, but I did not give in to what the spirit of fear said about dying. I took to heart that, okay, God, if my diagnosis is not my destiny, then what is? And the Lord began to minister to me this, that my word and the things that I've spoken concerning your life, that's your destiny. Remember that. Decree and declare that. Understand that. Receive it, believe it, understand it, and know it, and walk in it. And through that, I begin to receive supernatural healing from those two major illnesses. So in that vision with the spirit of fear, I felt darkness. It was eerie. I felt my skin crawl. And so I understood I wasn't face to face with just any typical spirit. And so in that moment, even though being face to face with this spirit that had manifested in the, like I said, it looked decrepit, it looked crippled and it was brown. It almost looked like it was hideous. It was something that I've never seen in my entire life. But that's what fear looks like. Fear is hideous. Fear is something that makes you run and hide. Fear is discouragement. Fear is death. Fear is the opposite of love. Fear is powerless. And so this thing that manifested before me was all of that. And it wanted to challenge my faith in believing, did God really say that he had this for you? Did God really say he was calling you to the nations? Did God really say he was calling you to preach and teach his word? Did God really say that you were a good wife, that you were a good mother? Did God really say that he had life for you? These were all the things that this spirit of fear was challenging me, because that's what fear does. It challenges the very word of God concerning your life. It challenges what God has placed on the inside of you. He told Jeremiah, before you were born, I knew you. I knew you. And what God knew about me is what he said about me. And everything he said about me, he placed in me before he placed me in my mother's womb. And the spirit of fear comes to challenge all of that. He comes to challenge your destiny, your purpose, all of these things that God has in store for you. And that's exactly what he did to me. A challenge, he said. Ooh, I love a challenge. And that was to say, we'll see who wins this. We'll see who comes out on top. Will it be faith or will it be fear? Will it be God's plan or will it be your own demise? Because understand this, beloved, fear only has power if you believe what fear is saying. And it was up to me to either believe the word of God and what God was saying, or to believe fear, the discouragement, and the things that would come. But something, again, I had to understand was God's plan and his purpose, and to continue to believe. I can't stress that enough, how important it is to believe the word of God, how to really immerse yourself in the word of God, read that intimate relationship with him, prayer. So all of that is so important because your faith is only as strong as your belief in what God is saying. You have to believe what God is saying. And the spirit of fear will always challenge you concerning what God is saying. I want to pray with anyone and everyone who is struggling with the spirit of fear. If you would just lift your hands right here, I believe that whatever it is that you are in fear of, what you're fearing, even some of you who are fearing sleeping at night, for whatever reason, you have a fear of death, you have a fear of losing your loved ones, or you have a fear of illness and sickness, infirmities. You may have received a diagnosis or a report from the doctor. Understand this. Again, your diagnosis is not always your destiny. And God is going to get the glory out of your story. He wants to get the glory. Fear will always tell you the opposite. So let's pray right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now, Father, for everyone who is watching, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, that you release love, power, and faith in place of fear. Father, we bind up fear now in the mighty name of Jesus. Fear does not have any power. We render it powerless right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we just speak faith right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Messiah. God, we give you glory. We give you honor as hands are lifted, Father. Father, we thank you for the release now. We thank you for the visitation, even those now, right now, Father, they're receiving an encounter from you. God, we just thank you right now, Father, for the relief, for the release, in Jesus' name, amen.
Now, I want you to receive that prayer. We're going to pray again, but I want you to receive that prayer that you get a release as well. Look, fear is a crippling issue. And if you let it get inside of you, it has a life of its own. I remember I was listening to Sid Roth one time, and they were teaching on fear in one of his broadcasts or his episodes. And the statement came out, which I never put together this way, fear, this type of fear, unhealthy fear. We have the fear of the Lord. We have fear that keeps us from danger, healthy. You know, I'm not going to walk out in front of a car, that type of thing. But this tormenting, this crippling spirit of fear is the only emotion that God did not give us. He gives us joy, peace, you know, even grieving, all the different emotions that we can have. Fear is not one of them. So this fear, like the one she experienced, is from the pits of hell. And you need to recognize it is not any part of God. And look, we can happen. It can happen to all of us. I think in moments, you know, when I'm on an airplane and we drop in altitude and, you know, my heart jumps. You know, I usually catch my breath and I'm fine. But, you know, that first initial boom, I sure would like to be at a place where it doesn't grasp me that way immediately. But we're growing in that. This spirit of fear right now that's trying to come in the earth because of all the chaos and the calamity that we've even prophesied. When I prophesied those things, some people get in a spirit of fear. And I'm encouraged because I see the end result in my visions and dreams. And so I'm not in that fear because I get to see it. And so ask the Lord, let you see the end from the beginning. Let you see that God is going to redeem all things for his good. And let this testimony, especially if you've been diagnosed with something, that is terminal, or they can tell you, it tells you, you know, it's not going to turn out good for you. We've had those diagnoses before. Our family has. And we just took communion and we broke bread and we said, no, we want the diagnoses of heaven. You have prognosis and, you know, diagnosis, then you have prognosis. Diagnosis is what man says. Prognosis is what God says. So we plug that in. So I want to pray for all of us today, along with this prayer our sister prayed, that we would not walk in the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Father, I pray that right now. I break the spirit of fear off of anybody with infirmity that doctors have given bad reports, or they just have a bad report on whatever in their life is. No, Lord. The report of the news, Lord. No, we don't want the spirit of fear, but we want the spirit of faith to arise in us and live. And let us walk in hope and not in discouragement. In the name of Yeshua, we pray it today. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Shabbat Shalom. Have a great weekend. Well, thanks for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast, Christian Center Streetport. Remind you, we're on all platforms. So check the one you like the most, whether it be Podbean, Apple, Spotify. We also are letting you know our Pipeline Intercession Ministry is changing. It's going to be called the Pipeline Report. We have a Rumble page. Go to Pipeline Report, go in there, and subscribe to our channel, please. We did our first live stream last week, update on Israel and what's going on, and we're going to keep building this. It's going to be a very important ministry that we're adding to. This is something the Lord told us to do 3 years ago, and we've been working on it, and now we're bringing out a new platform that way to keep you informed. Okay, do that. Go there. Always go to our website, ChristianCentersReport.com, and our app. We love you guys. Shabbat Shalom. Have a great weekend.